What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, good morning, Ashley. The question we're asking here is we're kind of like spinning off from the Michael Jackson scenario here, because now Michael Jackson is claiming that the kid that is claiming he was sexually molested, is that the word I'm looking for here, by Michael Jackson. Michael's camp is saying, look, all the stuff was in the house, but you know, when Michael was out, the kid was in his dresser drawers and he was in his closet and he found all the stuff himself. So I think at one point or another, everybody in their childhood or young life has gone through their parents' dresser drawers or through the closet once they leave the house to see what you can find. And in some cases, you have to be careful about what you ask for, because you usually find really, really strange stuff in there. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you? First of all, I would like to say, as a parent, you have to make sure that everything that you don't want them to see is somewhere they're not going to see it. Because they will find it. My mom, I found out about 5 years after I was missing my lingerie, that she was entertaining my dad with it.
Ew.
She took all my lingerie.
No. So she went through your dresser drawers.
Disgusting, yes.
Ooh.
And then you went through hers and found yours?
Yes.
Oh, no. To think that,
And also, my dad had an ink pen, and it had a lady on in a bathing suit, and if you turned it upside down, she got naked. That's disgusting.
That's
so you got to be careful.
Just to think that your mom was wearing your lingerie while your dad had his hands all over your mom is creepy.
Nasty. No.
That's gross.
Good morning, Tasha. You're on All the Hits Q100.
I went through my parents' drawers once, and I found wads of cash, crotchless panties, and condoms.
Crotchless
panties. I'm 7 years old. I'm trying to figure out where's the other appendage.
Oh, my God.
And then I put it together.
It's just it's a thought you do not want in your mind that your mom is wearing that.
No.
Good morning, Michelle. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Hi.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
Well, one day after school, I went in my mom's room, and I came across a used condom under her pillow.
Oh, that's bad.
11 years old. That was an experience.
Oh my gosh.
And as an 11-year-old, you keep that information sacred for the rest of your life, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I'll never forget it.
Oh, I bet.
That's like something that gets burned on your retina, and every now and again when you close your eyes, it's there.
I found something in my parents' nightstand that I don't think I ever told them about. Not nearly as bad as the condom story we just heard, but I found their Joy of Sex book.
The Joy of Sex.
Which has these like really hairy illustrations inside. But it's so, you know, it's so intriguing when you're young, because that's like just this world you don't know about.
Sure.
So, yeah, I went back and looked at it a lot.
We found
I didn't just find it one time and never go back.
The only thing I ever found in my parents' closet, I found my Christmas presents one year.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, and I was looking for something to, and I found them accidentally. Like, I was totally looking for something else and just went into my mom's closet. It was like boxes of something were in there. I don't remember what it was. And I opened it up, and it was like they were right, bad hiding job. I knew my dad hit them because they were right like in front of something that I would legitimately have to go in that closet for. And I was, so mad.
Then you got to become like Leonardo DiCaprio on Christmas morning and giving him an Academy Award presentation, you know? Good morning, Carla. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
It wasn't actually my parents. It was my aunt and uncle. I lived with them when I was in eighth grade, and they had taken some of my cassette tapes and hidden them because they thought they were satanic. But anyway, me and my two little cousins, and they were both under probably, I guess, the age of six, went looking through their parents' room. Well, I opened my aunt's drawer, and I found her toy.
You're how old at this point?
I was in eighth grade, so what is that, 12, 13 maybe?
Okay. Mm.
Did you know what it was?
Not really. I mean, I kind of put together what it was. Well, they asked, and I told them it was a massager. Well, you know, a couple weeks later, they tell their mother they want a massage with her massager.
Oh, no.
So we got busted.
Oops.
Kids will say the darndest things.
They most certainly will.
I'm a little more curious on the first part of our conversation with you. You said that you had your cassettes taken away from you because your parents were convinced they were satanic?
Well, yeah, it was my aunt and uncle, but I must come from a Southern Baptist family, and all it was White Snake and Def Leppard. That's all it was.
Oh, they might have been right.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Thank you for calling.
They took them from me. Thanks. Have a good day.
That's a whole other conversation is what music did you have to hide from your parents?
Absolutely. Or what television show were you banned from watching?
I remember. I had to take a Samantha Fox poster down. Remember her?
Naughty
Girls Need Love Too.
Prince 1999, because the cover art, the one in 1999, was like their aunt's toy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Why are you laughing at me?
I just think it's funny. I hadn't thought of that song in forever.
Like, Naughty Girls Need Love Too. And I can remember the poster. It was her in a circle in the middle, and then four pictures of her with like different color backgrounds, like a yellow and a blue and a red and a green. And then a thing, and it said like Samantha Fox and neon pink at the bottom.
Samantha Fox.
I know my parents didn't want me to listen to KISS because the acronym for KISS was Knights in Satan's Service.
Oh, right. Of course. Right. And if you're part of the KISS Army, then right.
We had to hide Guns N' Roses' Use Your Illusions 1 and 2. We hid both of those. And we also hid Two Live Crew, As Nasty As They Wanna Be.
Right. Yeah.
Do you remember that album?
Uh-huh.
I remember putting, I had like leftover stickers from my mixtapes, and I remember putting those blank stickers over the Two Live Crew on the cassette, but we were still listening. And I listen to it now. I'm like, that stuff is nasty.
I was banned from watching Goodfellas in the house, like at age 14
really?
Or 15.
Your parents showed good sense.
Because there's so much profanity in there. And they were like, no.
Hey, Imani, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. You'll be the last call. What's up?
Okay, Bert, first of all, I want to say you and me must be related because my parents, when I was about 7 or 8, I looked under their dresser. They had a big, huge water bed. They had a drawer under there, and I found a bag of weed also.
Right. You're just so shocked at that age. Like, I was in high school.
So you knew what it was.
I knew what it was, sure.
How old were you when you found it?
I was about 7.
Did you know what it was?
I didn't know what it was, but it was in this weird little duck-looking thing. It had, like, a bag of something that you lifted it up, and it was in there. And I was like, okay, what is this? And I remember going to school and asking, you know, just my little friends. And, yeah. Oh,
Asking your teachers.
Yeah, they're like, that's the stealthy weed holder, bro.
At 7, yeah.
At age 6.
Neely, what's up?
Hey, first of all, I'm like all the other callers. I love you guys. I listen to you every morning. But when my daughter was about 4 years old, she was home with my husband. And she was playing in her room, and my husband heard this buzzing noise.
Oh, God.
And he yelled, Caitlin, what are you doing? And she said, oh, I'm playing. And he kept hearing this buzzing noise. Well, he got up and he went and he looked in her door, and she had this microphone stand. And in the microphone stand was a toy.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And you know, what's funny is he said, Caitlin, what are you doing? And she said, I'm playing with the singing ding dong.
Oh, my God.
Yes, he was absolutely mortified.
Beautiful way to end this. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
But I had a thought this morning when I was when we were talking about American Idol. And Janae Castine, 17 years old, makes a really bold decision with her mom that she's moving out to California. I mean, that's a bold decision right there.
Right.
She knew she was in the finals of American Idol, at least the final 32. She's like, you know what? Let's move out there, and I think I'm going to win this thing, and we'll stay in California after I win it. Well, she loses, and she's 3 months into being in California, and now she's got to move back to Lawrenceville. So I want to know from you guys, what is the quickest move home you ever made? Like, you made a tough decision. I am moving up to New York City, and I am going to follow my dream to be on Broadway. And you got to New York, and the city just ran too fast for you, or for whatever reason. Like, within a week, you're like, oh, boy, I better get back to Conyers.
I don't have a story like that. My brother does, though, but it wasn't really his decision. He
decided that he was going to move to San Diego. He was going to make a change. He got a job in San Diego, and he was going to drive across country. He's never done that before. So he got in the car, and he drove across country. This was a long time ago before the whole cell phone thing. He got out there, and they said, oh, you know what? I know we offered you the job, but in the time it took you to get out here, which was, you know, he took his time, so a few days or whatever, and the job, they folded the job. They took it back.
Oh, no.
So he had to turn around and come back
right
to Nashville.
Back. Yeah. Oh, 404-741-1005.
Get or drive back home.
I bet. And that's a long time. Yeah. With
and
like,
you know what? It feels like 4 months. It feels like, you know, 4 days going out, yeah. 4 months coming up.
Right.
Hey, Suzanne.
Hi.
Hi.
I thought I was going to be really brave and go to Georgia Southern. And I've lived in Lilburn all my entire life. And got there, stayed there one night, couldn't stand the person I was going to be roommates with, and packed up and left the next day.
One night?
Overnight.
One night, and that was it.
That was it. Well, couldn't do it.
One night in Statesboro, that'll do it.
Yeah, that wasn't really a happening place.
Doesn't sound like it. All right, thank you for calling.
Thanks.
And Krista, good morning. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
Okay, thank you.
The quickest I moved back home was less than a month. I moved an hour and a half away for a guy that I just met who is now my husband, but I came back in less than a month because I missed my daddy and I missed my job, and he came with me and I were made.
Oh, you're kidding. So it turned out okay, even though you moved back home.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Like, Geller is in this kind of situation right now, our night guy, who does nights on All the Hits Q100. He just moved his girlfriend out from Salt Lake City, and if I was an odds maker, her being 19 and he's 25, he's got his first gig in a big-time radio market. She's coming out here to live with him. Who knows what could happen? I mean, she could be calling the next time we do this. I lived this very same story with this girl I brought out to Washington, D.C. from California, and within 3 months, she was on a plane back or whatever to California.
Was it only 3 months?
I can't even really remember exactly what the timetable was on it. It might have been a little longer than that, maybe 6 months.
You know, much like Melissa has her frustration with her friends who got married, and then the wedding ended after 6 months. Like,
oh,
she cheated
when,
on
3 months.
3 months.
3 months.
So what happens if you're, you know, leaving for the big job? So they throw you the big old going away party, and they have the big old, you know, festivities, and everybody's meeting at the bar, and it's a big throwdown, and then you leave, and 6 weeks later you're back. Like, is that long?
Do you ask for gifts back?
That was the frustrating thing. Yeah, the 3 months of the wedding thing. I want my plate back.
Not gifts, because I don't know if you give gifts for a going away party, but like, do you get a welcome home party?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so.
Or are you just kind
of I failed miserably party?
Yeah.
I got scared to death party?
Right. Yeah. I have no spine party?
Good morning, Reggie. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, I actually graduated from Georgia State and just decided I wanted to live in Seattle. So I packed up everything, moved, got an apartment on the fax, just done everything, drove out that week. Decided that the city's pretty, but it was too drab and rainy, and 3 weeks later, packed up everything and drove all the way back. So it's the same scene. Everybody threw a big party and had all that stuff. So I got back in, just got back to Atlanta. So I wasted two weeks driving and 3 weeks in Seattle.
Wow. And then just turned around. Well, you know what? I mean, hats off for you for trying.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Do you ever know that, like, you've actually given it a try? Like, the girl who went to Statesboro for one night. Like, you can't feel like you really tried going to college.
Right.
Like, or you can't, I don't even think, like, 2 weeks in Seattle. What did he say? 2 or 3 weeks in Seattle?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's really given it a chance. I felt like when I moved to Atlanta, it took me 9 months to have a clue where I was even driving in this city.
That's what my theory is, too. Like, I've gone from San Diego to D.C., D.C., Dallas, Dallas, Atlanta. And it's always taken me about a year to know if I really like a city or not. Because the first year, you're just so sketched out. Everything is a hassle because you don't know where anything is. And everything, and you start thinking about home, and everything is so easy back at the place you were from.
Well, it's because it's familiar.
Yeah, right.
Well, and I think, you know, also, especially if you move by yourself, like you wear it out because you don't have any friends there.
Yeah.
The first night in a new place, in a new city, is the worst night you'll ever spend in that city. And you got to push through it. Like, you know, my friend just moved up to Boston, and there's been many phone calls, you know, like, as a friend, you have to encourage them to stay there.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's okay.
So
you miss
scary.
Us, but you're going to make it, you know, a whole new ton of friends where you are. You just got to give it time.
I remember,
you know,
leaving San Diego for Washington, D.C., and I love everything about San Diego, man. I just love it there. But it was a business decision to leave to go to Washington, D.C. And I think I was like, I don't know, 23, 22 at the time, and I'm driving across country. And the first night of my trip, I end up in a little town in New Mexico called Gallup, New Mexico, in some Motel 6. And it's about 11:30 or midnight at night, and I've been driving 12 straight hours. And I remember lying in that hotel room in the dark, bawling, because it was the first time in my life I really felt all alone. Like, I had no support system at all. I was away from what I really loved, and I'm in this hotel room, and I'm just crying and crying because I'm so scared of what lies ahead.
But that's, you got to go through that, though.
Yeah.
Like, you got to go back to the days when you, I can't wait to move out of my parents' house. I can't wait till nobody tells me what to do. Well, guess what? When that happens, that's a huge transition,
it's,
you know?
Scary.
Hey, Amy, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, I moved out to San Francisco to move in with a childhood friend that I hadn't seen since I was 12, but we had stayed in touch for, you know, 12 years. And she made it sound like she was making all this money, working at a club and everything, and I need to come out there and move in with her. And so I, you know, I sold everything I had, and everybody threw me a good goodbye party and everything. I get out there. She lives in a roach-infested slum, and turned out she was a call girl. I didn't have any money to, like, get back, so I bought a bus ticket and took the bus from San Francisco all the way back here to Atlanta.
Oh, God.
What a story you have to tell.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
Hey, you got to try it.
I almost didn't make it in Atlanta because when I came up here from Miami, I was 22 years old, and I got the job offer from the station manager, and he said, you know, I want you to be in radio, so I moved everything. I mean, I had my little car, had like three boxes. That was all I owned at 22. I had nothing. Came up here, and I auditioned for the station, and the program director hated me. He goes, you are horrible. There's no way I'm putting you on my radio station. So I go, oh, my God, I just left my whole life. My friends threw me a big going-away party. So I said, well, I'll get a job and stay up here for a little while. I got a job at Kroger for one day, and I went home during lunch. It was a Kroger. I lived right across the street, and the manager goes, hey, I know you live right across the street. Why don't you go home and get lunch, come back for your second shift? I go, okay. While I went home for lunch, I played the answer machine, and it was the program director at the time going, all right, we're going to give you a shot. You'll start next Monday.
Wow, what a lucky break.
I was all ready to just work at Kroger, make a little bit of money, then just go back to Miami. Wow.
You know, now that you're telling that story, I'll relay this, that when I left San Diego and I was going to D.C., and I'm telling my parents I'm going to D.C., I told them I was going to be on the air, and I was part of a big morning show out in Washington, D.C., because I was trying to get their support for leaving San Diego. And I didn't even have a job really lined up when I was out there. I had a job at the station, but it was as a receptionist for the sales department. Wasn't even on the morning show. But I figured if I was in the building, I could make something happen, and I could end up on the morning show. And I never even told my parents that when I left San Diego.
Wow.
Luckily, I ended up on the morning show, and we are where we are today. But, I mean, that could have failed absolutely miserably.
When his dad discovered that lie, it's when he stopped speaking to him.
That was the fourth time he stopped speaking to him.
The Burt Show.
I feel like this time of year, everybody wants to feel like their best self. If weight loss is one of your goals in 2026 and you're ready to make progress, then you might want to check out Weight Loss by Hers. Through Hers, you're connected with a licensed medical provider who actually looks at your goals and decides if treatment is right for you. And if it is, your plan is personalized, whether that's oral medication kits or GLP-1 injectables, plus ongoing care, adjustments, and support along the way. I mean, it goes beyond medication. There's nutrition tips, lifestyle guidance, and tools to track things like movement, hydration, and sleep. Everything's 100% online. There's no hidden fees. And options start at just $69 a month with a 10-month plan paid up front. Feel like your best self again. Visit forhers.com/Burt to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Illness by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded drug products are not approved or evaluated for safety, effectiveness, or quality by the FDA. Prescriptions required. See website for full details, important safety information, and restrictions. Actual price depends on product and plan purchased.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, where to even start when it comes to Allie? I mean, she emailed us about 2 weeks ago, and we haven't been able to get to it until yesterday. And what she initially emailed for, we kind of like breezed through because the second part of the conversation with Allie is where it really, really started to get interesting.
We thought it was just going to be this question about her lying about her age. And then it turned into something completely different.
She ended up being engaged to two guys at the same time, and she felt so guilty about it. She wanted to break up with one of them, and she suggested to do it on the radio. And you'll hear throughout this replay that we're going to do for you. We tell her, you know what? This is a bad idea. Dude's going to be totally humiliated anyway once he finds out that you're engaged to another guy. Do it in private. Do it in private. She kept saying, no, I want to do it this morning. And was it you that had the theory on why? No, it was Jen that had the theory on why she wanted to do it on the radio.
Well, she was kind of cowardly. I mean, she was weak and cowardly. And that's the reason why she said yes to his proposal, to the second proposal in the first place, because she didn't want to make him feel bad. So we thought, if she doesn't do it with us, she's not going to do it at all.
Right.
And so I think that's why she wanted to do it on the radio, because we would kind of like be there to say, you know, not let her just like have a chit chat conversation.
This was a mess. This was the better part of 90 minutes on the show yesterday, and it's all compressed down to about 12 minutes. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
Tell us the story of you, and is this a fiance we're talking about, or is it a boyfriend? Or
it is actually a fiance.
Okay.
And I actually live, of course, here in Atlanta, and he lives in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
So it's been long distance for 4 years.
Tell us the second part of this whole thing.
Okay, well, while dating the guy, and the Kansas guy, my ex, he finds me, calls my mother's house and finds me. He finally gets in contact with me. It's been like 5 years, 5 or 6 years. And he finally gets in contact with me. And, you know, he's like, hey, let's go out, let's talk. And, you know, he's like, I just got out of my relationship. And so it's just like he loves the crap out of me. And he has proposed to me, but he doesn't know that I am engaged to get married to the Kansas guy.
Say what? He proposed to you without, like, ever messing around with you, or did you mess around with him?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's my ex. I mean, it's a past relationship.
So how long?
You know?
But what Jen is asking is, he all of a sudden proposed to you at dinner, like you messed around with him currently as his ex before he proposed?
Well, no. This is a guy that has did whatever he could possibly do to track me down. So he's finally tracked me down, and he's calling on a regular basis. But he does not know. He thinks that I'm not with the Kansas guy anymore.
All right, hold on 1 second. How long have you been broken up with the guy that just...
Oh, it's been like 5 years.
5 years. And
yeah,
he comes out of nowhere and he finds you.
He finds me.
Now, and Allie, he proposes to you, correct?
He proposes to me like 2 weeks after he found me.
And you say...
I say yes.
What?
Allie.
He proposed to you with a ring and everything?
Yes, he did, actually. So, he did,
and
I said yes. The 2 weeks, I mean, you know, he was just like, oh, I love you so much, and doing this and doing that for me, and it got to the point, it's just like, you know, I'm already engaged, I'm already in a relationship, but he thinks I'm not with the guy anymore, but I actually am with the Kansas guy.
Well, the reason he thinks that, Al, is because you didn't tell him otherwise. I mean, and now you're engaged to two men. I mean, I guess you truly are acting your age at this point.
You know, it's just like, this guy is so hard to tell no to without him, like, flipping out.
Allie, you're engaged to somebody. Allie, come on. You don't need to marry. You're not ready to be married to anybody. Because you're playing this like it's boyfriends in high school. Okay, I'm going out with one, and then
not,
I'm going out with the other.
I'm not trying to play it like that. It's just the simple fact that I just don't know. I mean, I don't want to be with the guy. The guy that is my ex, I don't want to.
Then why did you say yes?
Then you're engaged to him right now, so you must be talking to him every single day.
No, it's not every single day, and I'm totally distanced towards him. He doesn't get the point, and I want to be able to, like, you know, hey, I don't love you anymore.
Stop.
Are you wearing his ring right now?
Actually, I'm not.
Where is it?
It's at home.
You're so funny to me because you say he just doesn't get the point. Well, you said yes when he engaged to you, so what's the point?
And you have his ring.
Yeah, but it's not on.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
It's not all. It's really bad.
Do you think you're one of those people who attracts drama? Do you think?
I mean, it's just a simple. It's one, if I pass there, pass by his house on the way leaving work, he's like, hey, can you stop by? I'll stop by and I'll put it on. But
really?
I'll put the ring on. But it's like when I leave, I'll take it off.
There are plenty of 21-year-olds in Atlanta right now going, are you kidding me? Like, yeah, they're a lot more mature than you.
Allie, that's come ridiculous. On now. So, I mean, Allie, all you had to do when this guy came back is say, look, I don't want to see you. And when he proposed to you, all you had to do is say, hey, I'm seeing somebody else. I'm engaged to somebody else. I want nothing to do with you. You couldn't even do that.
The guy is the type of guy. He's just so clingy and...
He's clingy because you're engaged to him.
No, he was clingy beforehand. Right. It's just like if I tell him that, you know, I don't want nothing to do with you, I think he'll like wig out or something. Right.
I think that you like the attention.
No, it's not about the attention. I can care less about the attention. It's just a simple fact. You know, he's like, I mean, as soon as he found me, he called my mom's house and my mom gave him my number. It was just like...
You're flattered by the attention. You're flattered by the fact that he searched for weeks to find you. So you wanted to keep that attention coming. You got the long-distance boyfriend. Well, he's long-distance. He's far away. He hasn't given me attention in months, and I won't see him for a while, and he'll never find out about it. I'll just play with this for a little while.
I know, but it's not. I don't sleep with the guy. It's not about that.
Allie, you this are is ridiculous. Allie.
You're engaged to two men.
Can you hear yourself? This is ridiculous.
I do. I just, you it's know, ridiculous. It's like I want to tell him that, hey, I'm engaged with the guy in Kansas. I don't want anything to do with you. Just stop calling.
Why don't you say just that?
And yeah. I apologize. I took the ring. I mean, you know, I want to be able
to. But why don't you? That. You're telling us what you want to do. We're asking why you don't.
Because his reaction will be really crazy. And, I mean, he's like suicidal.
Well, good.
Sometimes.
Let's call him right now then.
I can't do that.
I don't think there's anything that anybody in here or anybody in the phones is going to say to you to make you realize that you're probably not ready to be in a marriage.
Well, I just want, I mean, the age thing, I can, you know, tell the Kansas guy.
No, you need to tell the Kansas guy a hell of a lot more than your age.
Yeah, you've got a whole bunch of things going on.
I know that, but at least the guy here, I'm just trying to be like, you know what? I'm still engaged with the guy in Kansas.
He doesn't know that. He is walking around today thinking he's going to spend the rest of his life with you.
That is so true.
Yeah, it is.
And why? Because you said yes.
Allie, you got to take a real, you got to look at this honestly. I don't know if you're capable.
When are you looking at it?
That's why I want to tell the guy now that, you know, hey, I can't be.
Allie, got to tell them both. I wish you'd come clean to both of them and just lose them both.
When are you going to tell the Atlanta fiance?
Like soon, really soon, like within
24 hours, within 1 week, within 1 month. What's soon?
No, because I don't want to keep going on for a month or for a week or for another day.
Are you gonna tell him? But like by this time tomorrow?
I will tell him, yes, because I don't want him to keep hoping things in the future for us, and it will never be.
I know where Jeff's going with this. He wants us to check back in with you tomorrow morning around the same time, see if you. But I wouldn't believe you.
Yeah.
You know, if you want, I mean, if you all have time, hell, you can call him now if you want to. But it's just simple fact that I don't want to keep going. It's killing me inside to lead these two gentlemen on.
I think, you know, we need to lead her on the right path. I think, you know, as Jen said earlier, I do think that we should allow Allie the opportunity to call him and tell him with us.
You want to call him next, Allie?
Well, I can for sure call the Atlanta guy.
Okay.
Let's call the Atlanta guy then. Make you, stand behind your word.
For once. I will love to call him. So I want to get it off my chest. It kills me every time I see him that, you know, hey, I'm just actually not being with you. I just don't want to be with you.
Do you think that's mean, though? I mean,
I know it's mean. It hurts. Kills me.
Yeah,
it really kills me inside to be like that.
It was mean to say yes to him.
Huh?
I mean, we got to clean this up.
All right, you suggested that you wanted to do this morning.
You know, I thought about it all last night and flying back into town from yesterday. It's time to do it. I can't sleep another day with that on my mind or in my heart.
Now, you suggested that you wanted to do this on the radio. Are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah, I am, because I don't think I could tell him face to face.
Or without us pushing her along, too.
I'm not. I'm advising against it.
I want to do it because I want to get it off my chest and I want to get it out the way.
Because you know, like, this guy's going to feel a little humiliated right off of the bat because you're going to tell him that you're engaged to somebody else. And now you're going to do it publicly, which isn't going to help things.
I know. I just want to get it off my chest. I really do.
Okay, here's our deal. We're going to do the same way we did it last time, where we have to tell him before we put him on the radio live that he's going to be on the radio. So the next thing you're going to hear is Jeff telling him that he's going to be on the radio, and we're not going to use his real name. We're calling him Tom, right?
Tom.
Okay. We're not going to use his real name. Jeff will tell him what's sort of going on, and then I'll talk to him a little bit, and I'm just going to throw it to you.
Okay.
All right, Jeff. Jeff's I'm not exactly sure what he's doing at this point.
He didn't answer, so I had to ask for him.
Okay. Jeff was huddled in the corner to where we couldn't hear him on mic ask for his real name, obviously.
Good. Hey, listen, we want to, we're talking with,
they do it their whole
with
life.
Your girlfriend now, but we're using a fake name for her. So we're calling her Allie. So we want to know if we can put you on the air with her and use a fake name for you. Is that cool? You have a, she called us with a question about y'all's relationship.
Y'all's.
What, what's,
he's evolving.
What name, do you have a preference as to the name you'd like to use? All right. Okay. We'll use Tom. Hold, please. There he is.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Hi. You sound so nice. My name's Bert, and you're on the radio right now.
Okay.
And we have Allie on with us. And I want to brace you right now. I want to tell you that the news that she's going to give you is not great news.
Okay.
All right. With that, Allie, we'll turn it on over to you.
Hey. Okay, you know, I really care for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really killing me inside that I can't continue to let this lie kill me. So, you remember my ex I told you about, the uh-huh. Kansas guy? Mm-hmm. Remember? I told you that I was engaged to him, yeah. And we broke it off?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't break it off, and I'm still engaged to him. And it's like, I really care for you, but it's just like, I don't see you and I being, you know, engaged or a life down the road, because it's just not like, you know, we've been together.
Hey, Allie, at that point, I think it's wise to stop. Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir.
What Allie told us this morning was that when you proposed to her, she really has like this thing about saying no. Like, she didn't want to hurt your feelings, and even though she knew in her heart it wasn't the right thing to do, she said yes, and she's kind of been living this lie that she's been regretting ever since. And she didn't know how to tell you.
Well, and Tom also, I mean, I know it seems kind of rude to do this on morning radio, but I think that we didn't trust Allie to be honest with you without us. And I felt like you needed to know the truth. And so I'm sorry to do it in this way, but it seemed to us from Allie that this is the only way she was going to do it. Are you there?
No, I'm still here.
I didn't know how to tell you, because, you know, I've been with the Kansas guy for 4 years, and it's just like, you did all you could possibly do to find me, and I totally, really, really appreciate that. But, you know, as far as, like, the engagement goes, I just don't see that, you know, later on down the road.
So, Allie, essentially what you're saying is you're engaged to another man, and you're going to keep that engagement to the guy in Kansas City.
Yeah. I'm so sorry that I didn't know how to tell you.
Well, I mean, you knew that wasn't going to end well.
Right. I know.
At least he knows. He had to know the truth.
Did anybody catch what he said before he took off?
I
think he said, I'm going to go.
He's going to go. Yeah, you know, I mean, you knew it couldn't end well. I mean, you had to hurt him either in the beginning or you had to hurt him at the end.
Right. Yeah. I totally understand that.
Now you got to fess up to Kansas City guy.
Tell him you're really 12.
Well, I mean, no, yeah. I think you got to be honest all the way around, Allie. You're starting your Kansas City thing based on lies. I think you need to be honest with everybody and just...
Yeah, so do you go ahead and do you tell the Kansas City guy that you said yes to an engagement from a guy here in Atlanta or not?
You know, I'm going to have to, like, clear it all up with... And I don't think that I need to be in a relationship. I mean, it's not... maybe I just need the single life because I obviously can't break the news to no one.
Well, you had to see some of this coming.
Yeah, I know. I know.
All right. We gotta go.
I'll just have to break the news and just clear out everything.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it's a lot.
Start over. Clean slate.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Well, good luck, Allie.
All right, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Get it. The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.